Welcome to the South Shore's Morning News Weekend Review Podcast. I'm Rob Hackelow. Listen for the next 30 minutes as we take a look back at some of the big interviews from the week on the South Shore's Morning News, which airs live weekdays from 5 to 10 a.m.
Time to check in with the South Shore Chamber of Commerce. We do it every week at this time. Peter Foreman is off this week and with us from the South Shore Chamber of Commerce. We want to welcome back Courtney Bjergard. Courtney, good morning to you.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you on, and I understand you have brought a special guest with you.
I did. Today I brought with us Zoe Bradford. She's the co-founder and president over at the Company Theater. And, you know, the Chamber knows how important places like the Company Theater and cultural activities and exciting, fun things to do are in the region. It's so important for our economic growth. So today I brought Zoe on to just kind of give us a rundown of what's going on over there, you know, what's going on with the show lineup and any updates that they have kind of going on in their world.
Oh,
the return
wonderful.
To the theater, as she coined earlier, which is great.
Well, yes, good morning, Rob.
Yeah, good morning, Zoe. Welcome back to the show. Good to have you back as well. So, yeah, this is a good time to really kind of, I think, set things up. I mean, it's a new year. It's February. It's 2023. There's lots going on.
There are. You know, we're in our 44th year at Company Theater. I can hardly believe that. But, you know, it's a beautiful thing that people are returning back to the theater, and we're so grateful to the Chamber. They helped us secure a grant recently for $75,000, which is great. It's for capital improvements. We have so many needs in our huge complex, so that it's just fantastic to help get, you know, our HVAC, you know, back in top order and so on. But we also have been able to secure a wonderful new fiber optic backdrop with that money. So people are going to have an additional new visual thrill when they come to the theater. So we're very excited about that. That's really fun. But, you know, we're grateful for the support of the community because, you know, it's been a tough couple of years. And, you know, through many efforts to keep ourselves going, no matter what, even when we were performing outside, you know. We kept it going, so, and people are now returning, you know, with great gusto. And in fact, we're running Phantom of the Opera last weekend and for the next 2 weekends, and we've sold it completely out.
Wow!
I can't a theater program, right? It's wonderful.
That's great. That's great. That's good news, and that certainly indicates that people are, you know, again, we know the quality of the shows that you put on, but it's nice to see that people are comfortable to pack the theater again to enjoy and take advantage of the great theater that's right in our area.
Well, that's just it. We don't have to go to Boston. It's, you know, certainly reasonable. There are all different price points of how you can attend the theater. We have, you know, not only our Academy, the Company Theater, which, of course, is a more reasonable ticket, and you still get an enormous show. Phantom of the Opera has a 14-piece professional orchestra behind it. So, you know, I mean, it's a wow factor that makes us unique and very special. So I think people appreciate that. It's exciting.
Yeah. And
we also have quite a bit going on. School Vacation Week for the public schools, when they're off in February, we've got three different days of things to do, anything from coming to see a show called Mutt's Gone Nuts, which is really fun. I love them. They have all rescue dogs that they've trained, and they do this wonderful live show with about 12 dogs, and we have a dinosaur show with enormous live action puppets and a scientist who comes in, tells you all about dinosaurs. That's really fun for kids. And then we're showing Encanto because that's the hot Disney thing these days. So
we don't talk about Bruno, but it's a good But yeah, no, but that's, I mean, yeah, that's a great thing. Cause you know, and the kids love, I mean, listen, we enjoy singing those songs. So yeah, that'd be a good thing. So there's really a lot of fun things to do.
And February can be, you know, feel really long, even though it's a short month.
True. No, that's a good way. Yeah.
Fun is the point, you know?
Yeah, that's great. Well,
it is.
Yeah, that's good to have these programs. So, I guess with the school stuff, that stuff must fill up. Are there still tickets for those events?
Yes, there are. Yes, you can just go to our website, companytheater.com, and you can get tickets for because we had a whole three days of events there. We still have tickets available for those, and that'll be a fun thing to do with the kids or just for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you can be a kid any age, I guess. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then we're doing, I'm in process directing The Secret Garden, which is going to be beautiful with Sally Ashton Forrest. We're doing that together. That's a beautiful musical. It'll put you in a great mood for spring, and it's appropriate for the whole family. So even though it's an adapted children's book, it's been fleshed out into a beautiful musical that won many Tony Awards. So, I mean, that's a nice way to bring ourselves into the spring. And then the summer, I'm super excited because we've got a world premiere, and that just really feeds my soul. So
what's coming in the summer? Did you say you'll announce that eventually soon?
Oh, no, it's all announced. It's definitely there. So it's called Born to Do This, the Joan of Arc Rock Opera. It's a project. It's been 5 years in the making, and I am very excited about it. I am the person who's written the book and lyrics. It's all sung through. It's a true, like, rock opera in the style of, you know, maybe like Jesus Christ Superstar or like Les Miserables or whatever. But it's all about Joan of Arc, an incredible force she was. So many people know about how she died, but not that many people know really how she lived. The Carubia has written the music for it.
Okay. So. Well, all of this, I see, is on the website. So any of the stuff that we talked about and more is at companytheater.com, right?
Yes, it is. Yes. That's a great way to find out more about us. You can get tickets online. We have box office hours on Mondays and Thursdays or before shows. So you can talk to people there, and yeah, it's a whole lot of fun. So I hope people come and experience an exciting new world premiere that will have never been seen before. That's what's fun. We're workshopping it right now, and we have a rehearsal for it tomorrow, and then we'll be casting soon, and then exploring this. This is a wild ride. A lot of fun.
Well, it certainly sounds like it, and thanks for sharing it with us today and giving us a little taste. And, you know, it's always good to have things to look forward to. So we've got some great things, and Zoe Bradford is the co-founder and president of the Company Theater in Norwell, and as mentioned, 44 years?
Right. Can't hardly believe that. But yes indeed. So
wow.
It's beautiful because it really shows that you know, our mission has sustained us, really, of providing wonderful theater, providing a second theater, kind of a theater home for people that they can come back to, whether you're a patron or a performer or a technician. We have many people who just love to be there, and that's kind of the secret of success, really.
All right. Well, Zoe, thank you. Zoe Bradford, co-founder and president of the Company Theater in Norwell, as part of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce segment today with Courtney Beauregard with us. So, Zoe and Courtney, thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Zoe.
Thank you, Courtney. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. The South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hakala, and every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Rob.
All right. Well, here we are, and we're going to talk about how to stop ads from following you around the web. I mean, sometimes we don't mind like a cute puppy following us around, but ads, you know, I'm trying to shake my leg here. This ad is stuck to me. Okay, so interest-based advertising, what is that all about?
Yeah, so it works something like this. Let's say, and I'm sure this has happened to you hundreds of times because I know it's happened to me, but let's say you're in the market for car insurance. So you visit a website that lists various insurance companies and compares the plans that they offer. The next thing you know, you start seeing ads for auto insurance on Facebook and whatever website you happen to visit next, because they know what you're doing.
Oh, boy. All right. So, and again, this is just because you're trying to use the internet for what it's for, to look up stuff, but then this stuff just sticks with you forever.
Yeah, they're trying to help you, but in many cases, you don't really want that help. You've already done the work that you needed to do, so just leave me alone about this, but it continues to pop up. Well, an organization called the Digital Advertising Alliance has now developed an opt-out page where you can use their tool to opt your browser out of storing those cookies when you search certain websites.
Certain websites, okay.
Right now, there's 124 companies participating in this opt-out. So it's in a lot of the big ones.
Okay. All right. Well, good for them, right, to participate in an opt-out option.
Good for them and good for us. So
yeah.
this is another website that you go to as well.
Oh.
Hopefully they don't get more opt-outs from there. But so it does when you first sign into this website, it does an analysis of all your cookies on the browser that you're in, and gives you the option to opt out of all of the ones that are tracking you, or none of them, or whatever you might want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you have to go and opt out, right? And so what is it, like you visit this opt-out page?
Yeah, so it's not as difficult as you might seem
okay.
to think. You go to this website, the Digital Advertising Alliance opt-out page. It scans for cookies in the browser that you're using and then brings up all the browsers that are, in fact, tracking cookies in that browser. So you can just click one box that said opt out of all and be done with it.
Okay. Oh, then that does sound pretty easy, right?
Very simple.
And there's no catch or anything by going to this website. We opt you out, but then we sign you up for something else.
Yeah, at this point, no.
Okay.
So it's a good thing. I'm pretty sure that the participating companies are helping to offset the cost of operating this website.
Okay. All right.
And they're trying to be good, good citizens, good internet citizens. And I think it's pretty much about time that companies like Amazon, eBay, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, all these identify you by cookies when you visit their sites. I think it's a good sign that they're trying to give us the option to simply get away from those targeted ads.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're right. I mean, most of us just find them annoying and don't use them really at all. We try to get away from them, and then when we have them, we want to click those away or somehow minimize them.
Exactly, but the more you click, the more you get.
So. Yeah, that is true. That is true. So this is, as you said, not the end of all internet tracking, but this is some big companies that seem to be wanting to get involved in this, though.
Exactly. And those are the ones that would probably visit the most. So they're the ones that you want to minimize the tracking cookies for. Now, if you don't allow cookies in your browser, you never get tracked. But most of us have cookies enabled because that helps us facilitate using the internet better.
Yeah, it does. And most of the time now, or at least a lot of these websites, you'll go to read a story or something and it'll say to enable cookies.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Will you allow all of my cookies or none of my cookies? And if you don't allow their cookies, then you're not going to get the same experience as the individual who says, "Yeah, sure, give me your cookies."
It's annoying. It's confusing. You just want to read whatever you want to read, But hopefully, this will help. At least it's be a start. And I guess the point you said is that maybe some of these companies acknowledge that this stuff might be hurting their brand more than helping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the bigger companies are making an effort here by allowing you to opt out. One thing you need to remember with this tool is that it only works for the browser that you go to the Digital Advertising Alliance opt-out page with. So if you go there with Chrome, then you have to also go there within Firefox and within Internet Explorer and any other browser that you use, because this only handles the cookies in the browser that you're using at the time.
At the time, okay. All right, that's important to remember. David's got all the instructions and a bit more, and you have a link to go to this page in the article?
Yep, exactly. It takes you to the laptop page and it starts the analysis right away. Nothing you have to do except to go there. So it's a good thing. So go to my website, xsmartit.com, click on my blog link and get the link and all the information about the Digital Advertising Alliance.
All right. Well, cut down on cookies. I don't know. How did ever something that is normally so delicious and universally loved become also the same word for something universally hated? I don't know.
Exactly.
Interesting.
All right. I like cookies, but not these.
No. David Snell, Act Smart IT in Wareham. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. Find out more on David's website, actsmartit.com, actsmartit.com. The South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hackelow. Well, as promised, we're going to be talking about the Bay Players of Duxbury and their upcoming production of Silent Sky. How can one woman measure the universe? The show is directed by Mike Pevsner, and we also have the star of the show, Karen Henderson, in studio. They're both here today, Mike and Karen. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
What a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Great to have you here. So, Mike, we'll start with you, and then we'll get into more about the show, and Karen can tell us more about her role. So, Mike, tell us what it's been like to direct this show.
Well, Silent Sky is a kind of historical record of a woman who was an unsung hero in astronomy. In the early 1900s, she was working at Harvard and discovered a certain pattern in the sky, which completely opened up the field of astronomy. So now they could measure stars that were way, way, way far away. Who was it who kept saying billions and billions and billions? But they didn't know that before the early 1900s. They assumed the Milky Way was pretty much...
That was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
Well, one woman, her name was... Henrietta Leavitt. Was working on projects and discovered a way to figure out that there were stars way, way beyond that. So this is a beautiful play that tells her story. It spans time from about 1900 to 1918, and it just shows the life of Henrietta Leavitt. But it's beautifully written and has a lot of little fantasy and flashbacks and flash forwards and dreams. And we're using multimedia. We have slides of the sky. The audience will be immersed in the beautiful countryside, stars coming at them and things like that. Never tried that before, so it's quite interesting.
So what has that been like? You've never done that for yourself.
It's a little harrowing because I'm used to directing actors, but now we had to, it's a whole different thing that you have to control. Actually, I have my dear friend Ed Krasnow, who was creating all that beautiful visual stuff. And another little sidelines, my wife took over doing sound design. Okay. She got very interested in that during the lockdown and did some work in it herself. So there's some beautiful music that accompanies the show as well. It's quite a beautiful experience. I'd love Karen to talk more about
it. Yeah, Karen, come on over there up there. Karen Henderson. And again, she is, as you heard, is the star of this show. It is called Silent Sky. And so you play Henrietta Leavitt. Tell us about what that has been like.
I do. It's actually been a pleasure. Michael had sent me the script early on before audition, so I had a chance to read it and fell in love with it. It's funny, it's heartwarming, it's really an accessible piece, I think, for audiences to watch, too, when you talk about astronomy and science, and it's just really very, very enjoyable. But Henrietta has been such a joy to play. She's just such an interesting woman at a time when women really weren't taken too seriously.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Henrietta wasn't even called an astronomer at that time. She was called a computer. She worked in a room with a group of women, and they were called computers. They were not allowed to go near the telescope. They weren't allowed to work with it. They really counted stars and kind of, you know, were bookkeepers for the stars. And
yeah, that's your role, and you can't get out of that.
Yes, but she did.
But she did.
She did. She put in her own work and time and was able to kind of make these discoveries about how far to be able to calibrate how far stars were, the distance of stars, by their brightness over time.
It's incredible. And it really does speak, I think, a lot to, not only is it amazing that a person could do this, but a woman at that time when she was not encouraged and, in fact, was discouraged to do that. And this really speaks, I think, to women in science and how what an inspiring figure.
Yes. And even after she made those discoveries, men were in that field, in that profession, were very reluctant to give her full credit for what she did. Mm. They kind of made it, they made it a part of their their work.
Yeah, we know that that happened in other examples as well, where they wouldn't want to necessarily give the woman all the credit. She can be part of a team, maybe under a guy. But you're right. So this is really a great message and obviously an inspiring figure. And this is something that speaks, of course, to even now trying to get more and more women into science and do amazing things.
Yes. In fact, I'm not sure if you're aware, Michael, but February 11th is International Women and Girls Day in Science. So, yes.
Oh, this works out very well.
It works out perfectly.
Ah.
Silent Sky, How Can One Woman Measure the Universe? This is fascinating. Karen, have you been interested in astronomy before, or did this role perhaps turn your attention to the skies? Do you have or did you have a telescope?
My son had a telescope.
Okay.
I am not an astronomer. I do play one on stage. So this has been a learning curve for me, for sure.
That's fun, though. It really is.
But she is a super actress. We've worked before in one or two shows. She can be very funny. Uh-huh. She can be very, she's just a very honest actress. Let's give some of the info. The Silent Sky opens Saturday, the 11th, 8 o'clock, at the Duxbury First Parish Church in Duxbury, 8 o'clock. That's located right on 3A, easy to find. And we play, our second weekend is the 17th, 18th, also Friday, Saturday at 8, and then Sunday, the 19th, at 5 o'clock. Because we need darkness in this hall, and it didn't. So that's why we're waiting for 5 for the matinee.
No, it's true, right?
So that last Sunday matinee.
Hey, we're watching stars. We can't do that in the daytime.
You gotta see the stars on the screen. It's going to be quite beautiful. I'm so looking forward to having an audience and letting the public, you know, experience this beautiful play, which has never been done before on the South Shore. Mm. Anyway, it's being done all over the country, but not here.
This is your opportunity to see this show, then, Silent Sky.
We're doing it.
And
tickets available at bayplayers.org, mm-hmm. bayplayers.org, very easy, or just come to the door. They will be available at the door. So we're looking forward to some big crowds enjoying this beautiful, beautiful show.
Bayplayers.org is the website, bayplayers.org, to get your tickets for Silent Sky. And we want to thank, of course, Mike Pevsner, joining us, the director of Silent Sky, and the star of the show, Karen Henderson. You'll be watching the stars in the sky and on stage. So, Karen, thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. As always, you can find us on your radio at 95.9 FM, mornings from 5 to 10, or online at 95.9watd.com.
And you can catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can get the links at 95.9watd.com/SS Morning News. And join us next week for another edition of the South Shore's Morning News Week in Review.